The Troy Murphy Show.
Let's now take a look at the big breaking news stories. Dive into it in a way that helps explain what's going on so you and I, the average layperson, can understand it a little bit better. Today's episode, we want to take a look at the COVID-19 pandemic inquiry that the Albanese Labor government have initiated. This is going to be a story that we will hear about for some time now, as not only is it a federal issue, but it's also a state issue and territory issue across the country. An issue that will be used for political point scoring. Not only now, as it's been announced, but all the way up until the report and beyond is released. So together, my friends, let's learn a little bit more about this COVID-19 pandemic inquiry. The COVID-19 pandemic caused by the SARS-CoV-2 virus has had a profound global impact, with countries all around the world grappling with its health and economic consequences. Australia was no exception. Well, of course, you know that. We all lived through it. As a response to the pandemic and its implications, the Australian government have announced an inquiry into the nation's handling of the response to COVID-19. Now, originally, it was promised to have a royal commission into COVID-19. A royal commission has more power to call on people to give answers to what went on. But instead, this is just going to be an inquiry which doesn't have as much power. Now, the aim of this inquiry would be multifaceted. First, it's to understand the spread of the virus within the country, particularly its initial entry and the factors that may have influenced its spread. It would delve into the government's actions at a federal level, not a state level, but we'll get into that later, such as the decisions to evacuate Australians from Wuhan in China and the surrounding provinces when the virus was first emerging. Moreover, the inquiry will aim to assess the epidemiological situation in Australia during the initial stages of the pandemic, looking at how and where the virus and the effectiveness of early interventions were. The overarching goal will be to derive lessons for the future, understanding what worked well and what didn't, and how the country could be better prepared for similar situations. You will recall COVID-19 was called the pandemic of 100 years. But if we believe the experts, well, it might not be 100 years before we see this happen again. Beyond the direct health implications, the inquiry would also likely explore the economic and social ramifications of the pandemic. Cost of government, social isolation, schooling, for instance. As it's recognised that COVID-19 has triggered some of the most severe economic crises since World War II. Now, understanding this impact, especially on various territories and levels of government within Australia, would be a key component of the inquiry. Now, let's take a step back and critically analyse what this inquiry is and will do. Now, the inquiry is essentially for accountability and to ensure that lessons are learned, so we as a country can better prepare ourselves for the future. That's what is intended for this inquiry. It will provide insights, or should provide insights, into the effectiveness of government decisions and actions throughout the pandemic. Now, of course, there might be challenges in pinpointing responsibility given the unprecedented nature of the pandemic. Point in case, we actually don't know officially where and how it started. There are theories, good theories, but we still don't quite know and can't pinpoint the responsibility of the outbreak. Continuing our critical analysis, of course, an objective inquiry should focus on facts and facts alone and avoid politicization to ensure credibility. Keep an eye on that one because we'll see how that goes in the future. And of course, in the future, when we hear more about the results, if there is politicization of the inquiry from the government who are running it, the Albanese Labor government, against the government, the federal government, the Scott Morrison Liberal government who were in charge during the pandemic, well, we'll critically analyse that later on. There should also be a collaborative input from health experts, economists and sociologists so they can provide a holistic understanding to all the facets of what went on. And of course, as part of our critical analysis of this inquiry, media representation and its influence on public perception should be part of the inquiry, given its role in shaping opinions. Now, where do I see problems with this going forward? Well, here's a few points thus far. Like I said at the beginning, this is going to be an ongoing story from now, when it was announced, till the day the report is released and beyond from there. As it stands at the moment, here's the issues I see with it. Now, according to the inquiry's terms of relevance, it does not have a specific focus on human rights impacts. To unpack that a little bit for you, you know those lockdowns that we were subjected to, in particular our brothers and sisters and thems and theys in Melbourne? Well, that's human rights. The same goes for wearing masks and for those who didn't want to take a vaccination, the human rights of not having a vaccination was taken away from them. The inquiry does not have a specific focus on that. Also, the COVID-19 inquiry will exclude decisions and actions taken unilaterally by states and territories. It was a very, very weird time in this country where instead of acting as a whole, we split into states and territories, closing borders to each other. The inquiry will exclude decisions to not allow people from New South Wales to enter into Queensland to go into hospitals. And one of the biggest issues throughout the COVID pandemic was we saw a woman lose one of her twin children because of border closures and Queensland's decision not to allow people from New South Wales into their state. These decisions will be excluded. The sole focus on this is the federal response. So essentially, this goes back to our politicization of the topic, where the Albanese Labor government, who were in opposition during the COVID pandemic, are now kind of, well, as it seems at the moment from my analysis, are going after the former Liberal government under Scott Morrison on his response to the COVID pandemic. Let's bookmark that and wait, watch and see. There's also a perception that the public may have been misled or shortchanged regarding the scope and focus of this inquiry. Unless you are a keen political analyst like myself and who lives and breathes the news, and if you just listen to what has been given, well, chances are, if you don't do the digging, you've been misled into what this inquiry will deliver on, as opposed to, like I said at the beginning, what a royal commission could could deliver. And more importantly, the inquiry has not attracted bipartisan support. On a federal level, from the opposition, that's the Liberal government under Peter Dutton, and states as well, some states. Other states are very happy that they won't be investigated because they're still in power from COVID, and they don't want the spotlight shone on them for the mistakes they made, or potentially made. It all depends on what this inquiry finds out, or should find out. And finally, the big criticism to this announcement and this story is that the Albanese Labor government is under fire for not including investigations into state and territory responses into the inquiry. Of course, will the Albanese Labor government back down and change their mind on the scope of the inquiry to include states and territories? Well, probably not. As we've seen in the past, once the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, makes a decision, no matter how right or wrong it is, if it's wrong and he needs to adjust it, he doesn't do that, so he doesn't admit to his mistakes. We've seen that time and time again. So there is no chance, in my opinion, that this inquiry will change to reflect the decisions of state and territory governments. So there we have it. A little longer than what I had hoped, but I hope that explains the COVID-19 pandemic inquiry to you listening as we hear all about it in the news this week, and I'm sure for many, many more weeks to come. You are listening to The Troy Murphy Show as we unplug and explain current affairs.